We are on Daf, Tzadik Zayin, Lamed Aleph. This is the second line after the lines start getting wide, towards the bottom of the Yomet. Let us just refresh our memory. Let us see the Mishnah and Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Beis. Gozal Matbeya V'Nisdak. Peres v'hirkivu yain v'hechmetz mishalim kishas agzeila. He cannot say reish aloch lefanecha. We had mentioned amachlekes arishainim. According to other rishainim, he's kaina b'shinui. This is a shinui, and therefore he was kainet through nizdak hirkivu hechmetz. So this is his. So mishalim kishas agzeila. And according to what mentioned the Beskerova and Sussein, the Shittus HaRambam, this is not a Shinui. This is a Hezek. The Chayfetz with the Matbei was not Nishtane. It was a Hezek in the Chayfetz. And a Chayfetz HaGozel Shohuzak. He cannot patter his Chiyuvim with saying a Reish Aloch Lufanach. He has to be Mashlim the Hezek. But for practical purposes, if the Nigzal wants this back, he can demand it back, and he has to be Mashlim Behezek. Matbeya v'nifsal truma v'nitmeis chometz v'ovro lo v'pesach v'heime v'nisavda bo avere v'yishenifsal megabe mizbeach v'yishoyse yoytze lisokel v'yimer loy arei shaloch lefonecho. This is not a shinui, not a hezek. And therefore he can be mazel, these dvorim and exolim, and he doesn't have to be mashlim, anything. Zokti gemore, gozal matbeya v'nizdak. Omar Ravune nizdak, nizdak mamish. There was a crack, a split in the matbeya. So mamele, so this is called. So therefore you can't say Reish Aloch Lefanecha. Nifsal, that what it says, Gozal Matbeya V'Nifsal, means Poslosoi Malchus. The Malchus Pasel this Matbeya. Rafal Pikein, you can say Reish Aloch Lefanecha. So Trashi, Poslosoi Malchus, HaMelech Tziva Shalayetze Loi B'Medina Zu, V'loi b'medina acheres, there's a decree from the Melech, this Matveya should not circulate anymore. Rafal Pikein, one can say, Arei Shaloch Lefanecha. This is Shitas Rav Huna. V'Rav Yehuda Omar, Poslosei Malchus Nami Hainu Nizdak. Rav Yehuda says, if it's Poslosei Malchus, so this is a matbeya that is not yaitze beheitzo. Hainu nizdak. So let us see Rashi. Hainu nizdak, the kiven, the leinofik legamri. It is not yaitze beheitzo. So this is hezek gomohu. This is a hezek gomohu. Umishalem kishas hagzeila. And it's also, it's Mishalom Kishas Agzel, he has to pay how much it was worth Kishas Agzel. Elo Heichi Domi Nifsal, so Rav Yehuda continues. So what is the case of Nifsal? Nifsal, you can say, Reish Aloch Lefonecha. Sheposlosoi Medinezu, it means one state in the Malchus did not permit to use this coin. The Yaitzo b'Medina Acheres, but it is still in circulation. It's usable in another Medina. Zekrashi, Alehechi Domi Nifsal, Tiktoni Masnisen Hareisha Lecholofanecho, Kegoin Sheposlosoi Medina Zu, B'Dei Medina Poslu Me'atzma. There was no decree from the government that this is out of circulation. The Bnei Medina between themselves decided we will not use this coin. But in another Medina, since there was no official decree that this coin should not be used, Sheyachaloi Maloi, so therefore he can tell him, Lech Leitziyoi Sham. That means this coin still is in circulation, even though it is not accepted in this Medina, so there's another Medina you could bring it to, so this is called a coin. I'm returning you a coin, so you say, Rei Shaloch Lefonech. So we have here a machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. What is the translation of Nifsal? Rav Huna says, Nifsal is paslose malchus, even though the malchus hassled the coin, it is still considered, it's not considered a shinoi, it's not considered a hezek, and one can say, Rei Shaloch Lefanecha. Rabbi Yehuda holds paslose malchus is equivalent to nizdak, and that what the Mishnah says, Nifsal means, Paslosoi Medina Zubi Yaitseb Medina Cheres. Amaloi Rav Chizde la Rav Hune. So Rav Chizde asked Rav Hune, Lidi doch da Amret Nifsal Paslosoi Malchus. You say even though the government decreed that this coin should not be circulated anymore, it is not accepted anymore, you say this is not considered a shinui. Hare peres vehirkivu yain vehechmitz. Now here also, there also wasn't perhaps a physical change. The wine is, you have the same barrel of wine, but it's not wine, it's sour. It's hechmitz. The peri is not a crunchy peri, there's some rottenness in it, but it's still physically, it looks like a peri, and it looks like a barrel of wine, but there were certain changes, it's not usable now. There we learned the chiposlos emalchus, that means physically perhaps it is similar to what he stole. He stole a peri, this is also a peri, he stole wine, this is also, but this is wine that's soured, or this is a peri that there's some rottenness in it. In here we learned, Uktoni Mishalim Kishas Hagzela. So it seems, since it does not possess the functions that possessed Bishas Gzela, Shas Gzela was a sweet-tasting fruit, now it doesn't taste too good. Shas Gzela was wine, now it also, it's sour. So it doesn't possess the functions that it had b'shas gzeila, it's considered a shinui. So according to Rav Huna, a madbeye, sheposlosei malchus, the malchus decreed that it should not be circulated, it's not accepted. So it also doesn't possess the functions that it had b'shas gzeila. And here you, Rav Huna, say, arei shaloch lefanecha, he can say Rei Shaloch Lefanecha. And by Yain Vahechmitz, you can't say Rei Shaloch Lefanecha. Amalei Hosom Nishtane Tamoy Bereichai. So, no, there is a physical change. You can detect the change by tasting it, by smelling it. So there was a physical change. So here you can't say Rei Shaloch Lefanecha. Here, there is no physical change in the matbeya. There was a decree from the government that it can't be circulated anymore, but there's no physical change in the matbeya. So, Memele, so here you can say, Rei Shaloch Lefanecha. This is the svara of Rav Huna. We'll come back to this soon, but let's go a little further. Amalei Rabbe le Rav Yehuda. Now, Rav Yehuda says, Poslosei Malchus, since it doesn't possess the functions that it had b'shas gzeila, before it was a matbeya hayotze b'heitzah, now it's not a matbeya hayotze b'heitzah, So you say this is called Shinui. So therefore, you cannot say Reish Aloch Lefanech. Doch the Omret Paslosei Malchus Nami Haino Nizdak. This is equivalent to Nizdak. Even though Lechayre, there's no physical changes. Harei Trume Venitmeis. Trume, he stole Trume. And the Trume became Tome. So, there's also no physical changes, but it lost its, the Milus that it had before. Before it was a Machel, before it was Roy Lachilus Kahanim. Now its fuel can only be used for burning purposes. The Hippos Losei Malchus, this is Lechera also equivalent to Poslosei Malchus. Here the Malchus Shemayim said you can't use it. Here the Malchus decreed that this Medveya can't be used. So you said if the Malchus decreed it cannot be used, it doesn't possess the functions it had Vishaz Zela, you said you cannot say Reish Aloch Lefanecha. And here the Mishnah says, by Trume Benit Meis, the Chiposlosi Malchus Namichtoni Oymolei Reish Aloch Lefanecha. Amalai, so he answered him, Hosam loy minka hezeke, Trume benit meis, the hezek is not nika. I mean, one looks at the Trume, to the naked eye, it is not nika that it's tame. We know it's tame. It's useless, but it's not nika the hezek. Hoche minkere hezeke. But here, a matbeya that is out of circulation, so everyone looks at this matbeya, they know this is out of circulation, so memel this is minker azeke, so therefore here you cannot say reish aloch lefanech. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, trume lein minker azeke, lein nishtane ma'isa mishachite. The chitim, you look at the chite, it looks like the same chite. I know it's tame, but lemaise, there is not nikel the hezek that occurred to it. Hoche minkere hezeke, she'in tzure zu doime letzure shel kol hayotzim achsha. That means this does not possess a tzure. Now everyone knows there are certain qualifications that a matbeya has to have in order to be yaitza baitza. And this tzure does not qualify to be yaitza baitza. So mamela, everyone looks at this coin, so they know that is a coin that is not yaitza baitza. This is recognizable that this is not yaitza baitza. Ulshe gozlai menu ayikol tzure samadina is shavaislo. When he stole it, all the tzures were shavis. So this is not before it was a tzure that was yaitze be'itzo. And now it's a tzure that is not yaitze be'itzo. So we have here a machloikis, Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna. Rav Yehuda's paslo say malchus, you cannot say reish aloch lefanecha. Rav Huna's paslo say malchus, you could say reish aloch lefanecha. So perhaps I'd like to say over a few mahalchim how to better understand the machloikis. Perhaps one mahalach we could say, we had mentioned when we learned the Mishnah, Gozal Matbeya V'nizdak, or Gozal Behem V'iskino, cannot say Reish Aloch Lefanecha. So he mentioned this a Machlekes HaRishayim, a Machlekes Taisvis in the Rambam. What is Pshat in this Halacha? Taisvis learns that all these Inyonim are a Shinui, and he's kind of B'Shinui. So if he's kind of B'Shinui, he can't say Reish Aloch Lefanecha. No, these are Shinuyim. And this is B'Emerson, the same Halacha we had in the first Mishnah, but the first Mishnah is kind of Bishini, it's Litei Bosoi, Gozal Eitzim Bosan Kalim, so he now acquired a Kali. so he was Marviach. Here, this Kinyin Shinoi is L'Ra'osai. That means Gozom Adbeye V'Nizdak. So now it's his. What does he have that it's his? He can't say Reish Alach L'Fanach. It's his. He can't say Reish Alach L'Fanach. But it's also Ilchis Kinyin Shinoi, and the Kinyin Shinoi creates that he can't say Reish Shalach L'Fanach, but it's not Shalach, it became the Gazel. That we mentioned the Rambam Shita is, as the Briskarov explains, that it is not a Shinoi. Shinoi means that the whole thing changed. There's a complete change in the Dova HaNigzal. Gozal Matveya V'Nizdak, that means there is a damage to the Matveya. It's not, before it was not cracked, now it's cracked. There's a damage, but doesn't mean that the Matveya changed. The Matveya was a crack, was a damage. So this is not called a Shinui, and therefore the Rambam Shita is, if the Nigzal wants back the coin, he can demand back the coin. But the Nigzal can also demand, since this is a coin with a damage, you may have to be mashlim the damage. You can't say Reish Alach L'Fanecha. That means if there's a damage in the Dova HaNigzal, you have to be mashlim the damage. If there's no damage there, so then you can return and say Reish Alach L'Fanecha. If there's a damage, then you have to pay for the damage. So perhaps we could say that that goof is the Bachlikis, Rav Huna, and Rav Yehuda. That Rav Huna held, in order that one is not capable of saying, Reish Alach L'Fanecha, you need a shinui. You need it to change. There was no change over here. It was damaged. That means, Paslosei Malchus, so Rashi says in Rav Yehuda, the Kivin, the Loinofik Legamri, has a Gomahu. It's a damage. It's a damaged coin. It's a coin that's not Yaitse Be'itzot. But it's a damage, but it's not a changed coin. There's no change. There's a damage to it. It's a Hezek Nika. Everyone can look, everyone looks at the tzur. They see it's not Yaitse Be'itzot. But for a damage alone, you can say Reish Alach L'Fanecha. So the Gemara asks, what's Yain Vehechmit? So there the Gemara says, Yain, that's a Nishtane Taimai. There is a change. It changed, Taka. Good, perhaps the liquid content didn't, but the taste changed. The Reyach changed. A change occurred. When there's a change, then you kind of machinery. But if there's no change, only a damage, then you could say Reish Alach L'Fanecha. And Rav Yehuda holds, you do not need a change. Rav Yehuda holds that where Rashi says that the kivin, the loinofik legamri, hezek gomeru. This is a hezek. It's a damage. You cannot return the damaged coin without paying for what the damage was mechasa. But you need a hezek nika. That's true. That means, tumeh v'nitmeis. It's not called damage. That is not called even a damage in the coin. The tumeh, if it's not nikar, it's not called damage. There's a whole sugya of hezek sheini nikar, shmei hezek, loy shmei hezek. A damage is only called, if not that I know that, it has to be a hezek nikar in order to be considered a damage. So tumeh v'nitmeis, 100%, it's worthless, but it's not called damage. If it's not called damage, some emele, since it's ain't a nikah, so you can say Reish Alach L'Fanecha. Perhaps this would be one mahalach, how to explain the machlokes. Rabbi Chanan wants to say, the machlokes is it sufficient that you could recognize from the chayfetz that it's changed, that it's worthless, or do you need a physical change? That means a psul is it's possible. It's a possible coin. No one will use it, but that's not called a physical change. In order not to be able to say Reish Alach L'Fanecha, you need a physical change, or perhaps a legal change, if it's recognizable, al kaponim is also considered a change. That's how Rabbi Yochanan says. And I'd like to say over a third pshat I saw, very interesting pshat in Atere Shmuel. Atere Shmuel brings down a Tosfos further. Tosfos further says pshat in a memra of Rabbi, Ashof Matbeye Shal Chaveire Potter. My time at Loy Ovid Loy Midi. That means there was a coin that hit a tzur on it, and the person took a hammer, and he banged on the coin. I saw it. It is not tzur anymore. And between you and me now, so it's worth much less than it was worth before, if it's worth anything. And it's not Yoitze Baitzo, in your potter. That's what Rabbi says. And Taisvis says, you know, Rabbi holds like Rafunim. Rabbi, near the Rabbi, Sova, Poslotze, Malchus, Lehav, Nikinizdak. We have a Kinizdak. If the Malchus passed it, you have the Tzure. And the Malchus said, this Tzure is not Yoitze Baitzo, it's called Nizdak. So if I took away the tzure, it's ich called nizdak. So why should I be potter? Why am I not called a mazik? No. So according to Rav Yehuda, it's ich called a mazik. Rabbi holds like a hune. So Tosfos, now here we're speaking about in Hilchos mazik. Am I a mazik or am I not a mazik? And Tosfos explains, but told him, Machlekes Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna. So the Teresh Shmuel wants to say that it could be that Tosfos understood Machlekes is as follows. We'll see this later in Tosfos also. Amadbeya, Bizman Chazal, the value of the Madbeya was the silver content that was in each Madbeya. That was the value. It wasn't some of the worthless coins. The coin had its monetary value in the coin. What was the tzure? The tzure was a guarantee from the government that this coin passed all standards. There's taka silver in it. There's taka, there's enough silver, and there's, and memela. So after the government guaranteed that this coin has the this and this value, so it's yaitze baitzo. Without this tzure, it's not yaitze baitzo. So really, the tzure, the true value of the matbeya is really not al yedei hatzure. The true value is because of its own silver content that it is. That's the true value. But the yaitze v'haitzo depends on the tzure. It will not be accepted without a tzure. So you need the tzure that it should be accepted and circulated. That was the purpose of the tzure. So it could be the machlekes, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda are as follows. That Rav Yehuda held the tzure is an intrinsic chelik of the matbeya. That means the matbeya, it's not a dovot sodi. It's not pshat if I'll have meat and it says on the window, basa kosher, so now I'll eat the meat because it's basa kosher, there's a plumber on the meat. The plumber and the meat are two different things. So I may like take off the plumber. I mean, that's, the plumber is not the machsher of the meat. It's an eidecho that's telling me the meat is kosher. And, if I'll go and shoot the eidecho, that means it's not called that was mazik the meat. I mean, even though the eidecho was the only oifen how to find out that the meat is kosher, but it's not called the eidecho is an oifen how people will eat the meat, but the eidecho is not a chelik of the meat. So memele, so now the shaila is a tzure, a chelik of the matbeya, is that mamish the mat, of the matbeya, the mat, a matbeya with a tzure, is a matbeya, without a tzure, it's not a matbeya. So it could be that was the machloikis, that's what Taisvus held. that according to Rav Huna held the Tzure is not at all a chelik of the Matbeya. It's an oifen chitzayni, an oifen tzdodi, how I use the Matbeya. But it is not the Matbeya. So Memele, Poslose, Malchus, now the government decreed you shouldn't use this, so I can't use the Tzure. But it's not pshat is that the Matbeya became ois Matbeya. I lost the Heskim of the government. It's not called that like Nizdak. Rabbi Yehuda held, no. A Matbeya without a Tzure is Nizdak. It's ois Matbeya. He held like it's an intrinsic chelik of the Matbeya, and now you made it ois Matbeya. This is the Tzishay Matbeya Shabbai is through the Tzure. So Memele, so could be that is pshat in this Taisvitz. So Taisvitz says, Rabbi said a person went and gave a bang with his hammer and there's no Tzure anymore. Is he a Mazik or is he not a Mazik? So Tais says, Rabba holds like Rav Huna. According to Rav Huna, it's just like I shot a vechot. Now the meat is worthless, but it's not called that was mazik the meat. I by taking away the vechot. Rabba holds like Rav Huna. According to Rav Yehuda, this would be considered that was mazik the matbeah. Itma. Now, we have a little new type of sugya. We'll see in Taisis here, as Shaykhus would before. Hamalve es chaveiroi ala matbeye, v'nifselo amatbeye. Sarashi says, Hamalve es chaveiroi, Sarashi says, shum pagematye. They evaluated schoire, someone sold schoire, Shum is the Loshen Shume, and they sold Schoire ala Matbeya, Shekotzetz Leimois. He has to pay him back a certain amount of money. Let's make it interesting. He says he has to pay him back 500 shkolim, and that's the price. V'nifsala Matbeya. Now, when the time came, he has to pay back. In 30 days, he has to pay back. In 30 days, shkolim are out of circulation. Made up, he has to pay back. That was the price. He has to give back 500 shkolim. And now he wants to come with five. He wants to pay back. But I was up back 500 shkolim. So he has 500 shkolim, which are worthless. Rav Omar. So Rav says, no, you don't give shkolim anymore. Shkolim are out of circulation. You give other, we had mentioned shkolim, that was the way to determine how much money he owes, but now that you don't pay it, since that coin is out of circulation, you give amadbeya yaitse ba'isei shot. Ushmul Oma Yochaloy Maloy Lech Eitzioi Bemesha. Shmuel says, if this coin, there is a Medina that accepts this coin, Samela, I'll give you this coin and you can go to Mesha. Yeah. Let's see what Rashi says. Nice lematbeya yaitse bishas piroi. The kibbalo loses lematbeya. I love matbeyu. This is not a matbeya. You said we'd pay for this. This is not a matbeya. We'll see clear in Taisvis. Vidavke narashi is amir de kerashi. Vidavke hilbo pargamatia. Rashi makes an akimte. That means even though when we learn the Gemara, Tmimis de Kamalvas Hamadbeya, Amalva ala Matbeya, we don't see what Rashi tells us. Rashi says, this is Pshat. Amalvas Matbeya means, ala Matbeya means he sold him Schoire, and there was an agreement, X amount of Matbeyas has to be paid up with X amount of Matbeyas, and now, so then, there's a shaila if this can be accepted literally, or he has to give him matbeya yaitze. Avo hilvo mois, but if he lent him 500 shkolim, eshelvo mishalomi. Then there's no shaila. Fill according to Rav, I lent you 500 shkolim to pay you back 500 shkolim. Even though now the 500 shkolim are worthless, I pay you back. Now, and Shmuel said, he held, if there is a place where this is Yaitse Behitzoh and Meisham, so I can tell him, I gave you a good matbeya. In Meishan, you go to Meishan, and it's a good matbeya. Omar Rav Nachman, now Rav Nachman said one condition in Shmuel's memre. Mistavre milsa de Shmuel. Shmuel's memre is understandable. The islay ulcha lemeza lemeishan. That means, if this person goes to Meishan, every month he goes to Meishan, so then there's a good time there. So Mamela, this is the coin here, it's not good. But you go to Meishan every month. So Mamela, take this money and you'll spend it in Meishan. But if he doesn't go to Meishan, and Meishan, it's he can get the full value. Like, so then Afilo Shmuel would not say this is considered a payment by Pakamatya. Because who goes to Meishan? They tell me a Meishan it's still Yaitse Baitso. So this is a Hisofe of Rav Nachman and the Memra of Shmuel. Now, before we go further in the sugya, let us see Taisvis. Hamalve es chaveire ala matveye, perish akuntris, hilve la chaveire shum pake matye, ala matveye, shekotzav loy bemois, that means they agreed a certain amount of money, how much he has to pay for the pakamatya, for the schoira. Noisin loy moi sheyoitzim bishas piroi. He has to give him money that's usable. The kibol olav loseis matveye, vidavke hulvoi pakamatya, Aval ilvo mois, mash ilvo mishalem loy. But by money, whatever he lent him, that's what he has to pay. I saw Nater Shmuel, he wants to say that Shitas Rashi is, we'll see later, Tosfos is chilek on Rashi. But Rashi wants to differentiate between mechira and halvo. Mechira, if there is a transaction of selling, so the buyer has to give value. That is mechira. Mechira means that I'm selling you something, I'm giving you akamatya schoire, in return you have to give me shavius, you have to give me value. So memele, God, even though the terminology we use, you'll pay me back X amount of shkolim, that's only to determine the value I want to receive as payment for the schayre. But there's zicha, a mutual understanding that I want to get paid for what I'm selling you. That is mekech and memka. Alvo Rashi holds is not necessarily, I want value for my money. There's no halva means I lent you something, so I want to get that back. So there is a svara to say, Rashi, so you lent me 500 shkolim, I'll pay you back 500 shkolim. Now, lemaisa 500 shkolim are worthless, that's irrelevant. That the chiyuv of halva is, I have to return to you what I received. You gave me shkolim, I'll give you back shkolim. That's it. Mechel, the chiyuv is, to, you're giving me a commodity, so the understanding is, for the commodity, you're getting shavius. You have to get back shavius. Machlikas chavishmul. When is it called getting back shavius? If it's being yaitze b'meishin is also considered getting back shavius. That's a machlikas chavishmul. But al kalponim, there the mutual understanding is that the meicha has to receive shavius. This is shitas chash. Ad kan loshin akotri. What if he lent money? And he said, I'm lending you 500 shkolim and I want, you should pay me back 500 shkolim. So why is this necessary? Isn't this superfluous? I mean, you lent 500 shkolim. I want, and he told them, I want to get back 500 shkolim. So it seems this Yitel Loshen is coming to inform the Loiva, I want to get back what I gave you. I gave you value, I want back value. That means a Yitel Loshen by Alvo, because we shishalom loimois, the mishalma beye, it's a basic show. The moish and ipsul love matbeye nino. I want you to pay me back matbeye. He said such a Loshen. I want you to pay me back 500 matbeye. So that means I want a yetze beitzo. But I knock at the country's parkematye, el mishum, the shemal va'odam mo'iso, and regilum lahaskir dobet. So nothing is mentioned. So there the mutual understanding is you should return what you received. And it's irrelevant if it's yetze beitzo or not. Avuk shemech parkematye, falom astam, kach v'kach mo'is titein. So there the understanding is, so shesham lo'im at be'ya ha'yetze. Aber bekitza, so there's an understanding that by Pakamatya you want Shavyas, and by Halvo it's not necessary Shavyas. The Kosher LePirush, so it comes out, our whole sugya is speaking about Pakamatya, and there the understanding is, I want to receive back Shavyas. So Tosfos says, "V'kosh lepirushi dable lemeima hamoicha lechaver matbei." If that's the case of the sugya, the Gemara should have been more explicit. Not hamalve ala matbei, should have said hamoicha lechaver ala matbei. I have a leminkat hikif, or he sold on credit. I mean, the whole case that Rashi says, the Gemara should have been more explicit. If that is talking the case. Va'oit given the mois parkemati yezoykev olav b'milvim en svar klal lechalik ben avoyl mois leparkemati. Shemoch abo mois. He says, normally, afterwards, it becomes a halvo on the loive. I think this is negei legabi shmita, if shmita is meshamet, it becomes a halvo, there's a zman when zokfon olav b'milvim. So, since eventually it ends up as being a milveh, not as a payment for the schoire, so they should have a din of a milveh. V'nigel afarish. So therefore, Tosfos is chilek on Rashi. Bein chilek bein mochaloi pakamatye, bein halvoa mois. Umayre, it's speaking about there was b'shas the mecher, b'shas the halvo, I want you to give me back money. That's v'kivin shepirish loikach. So what is what you want to give you back? Not money. I mean, is talmud the milsa loikach pirish in yipasul yitan leimadbeya yoytze ta'ose shenipsul in shmoy madbeya. So forget the whole sugi is speaking about a malvan matbeit. It's irrelevant how the alvo came about to mecha, to alvo. But ala matbeit, the key word of the sugi is they had spoken out it should be ala. I should get back a matbeit. So this condition is machayiv that the loiva should give back a davar yetsi beitzo. Shmuel sovet the kibin she yetsi b'meishan she matbeit ala. Shmuel holds since it's Yotze B'meisha and Shem Ad Be'ol. Vaydei Mari, Yeshloi Mekagoyin Shilvo Sochitim, Ba'om Aloi, Oy Tachse Lisa, Oy Kach V'Kach Mois. Could be speaking about another case also. He gave him Schoire, and he said he can either repay back with the same Schoire, or with money. Ve'ilu B'mois L'chudaya Kotza, even though, the halvo was a commodity, as it did not want, you can pay back, but שיוכל אפרי לחיתם אם ירצה. It's not a milvig מיום ממוני, you can pay back with חיתם. אם ירצה. נא יש לומד בי, יצא בייסי שו, לא מיד לחיתם. That means, so that's what I said, that you can pay me back חיתם, so it seems, from that I want to get back what I lent. And it's value. So Babylon. So that is a psagilui on the Madbey, it also should be Yaitza Beitza. Olachala Pirushim, but according to all Pshot, in Milvo Moistan, but if nothing was spoken out, he lent the money, Moish Shehuvaloi Yifaloi Afilush and Ifsa. That is clear, there is no machlokes, that if I lent, you lent me 500 shkolim, I give you back 500 shkolim, and that's it, that's my obligation, and I'm not mechuyev to give more than that. Vim taima, like Toisvis, umayishno migaslim, what is this different than a gaslim? What is halvo different than a gaslim? This nan, gozlam at beyev and ifsal, aymolayelay shalof lefanech. So there he could return, the coin that he stole, and if so. Mashme mishum diyeshnei ben, because he's returning the coin. This is the coin I stole. It's nifsal now, arei shaloch lefanecha. Nifsal is not considered a shini, it's not called asik nika, whatever the lumdus is, whatever the case is. Avolesnu ben, but let's learn the Mishnah Elach. What will be if he stole a coin? So the same coin he can return back. But what is if he's not returning that coin? He's returning a different coin. But also a nifsaldika coin. So from the Mishnah you see clearly, he gets a reishaloch lefanecha, it's not shaloch. So he's paying. If you're paying, you have to pay back coins. You can't pay back, a matbeye sheni yaitze beitzo, avales no ben, mishalim kishas agzela. The by alvo, Taisus is saying aloha, which is muskim according to all the shitas, that if a person lent me 500 shkolim, I can pay back with 500 pasul shkolim. And even I'm giving back the same shkolim, it's also called I'm not giving back, because milvalei tzonit, no? So these 500 shkolim became mine, I'm paying him back with my 500 shkolim. It's not a reishaloch lefanech. So by halvo we see, according to Tosfos, that you can pay back with pasula matbeis. That there was no shail according to anyone. And by gzeila we see clear you cannot pay back with pasula matbeis. If the same matbeis is around, you can return it. But you can't pay back. So what's the difference? There's a difference in Havo and Gzeila. The Matbeya Shen Nifsal, a coin that became posel, it's not Yoytze Beitzo, Choshev Kehuzal. It's like this coin got worthless. Uchemikore Shavin Dalet Lupsev Shavin Zuzet. It's just like before it was worth Talid, now it's worth Azuz. There's Gabi Gazlan Amrine, the Chiles Noben, the Mishalim Kedemikov. So what's the din by Exile? The person stole a barrel of wine that was worth Talid Zuz. It's Ben, now wine went down, he returns the wine to him. It's Reishalach Lefonecho. He's not returning this wine, so there's a din kol agazlon and mishalmim kishas agzeli. You stole something that's worth dalad, you're not returning it, so you have to pay how much it was worth pishas agzeli. That's the din by a gazlon. If you're not returning the hefetz agozul, there's a din you have to pay what it was worth pishas agzeli. Avol gabi halvo, by halvo, even though I'm paying with a different I'm not paying back with what I borrowed. I'm paying back with a different matbeya. Eichid huzal mishalim kizula dahashte. You pay back the value that it is worth now, even though it's worthless. And Taisus brings a gemore in Eizeh Nesher. Kedemrinu beizeh Nesher. Mal ve'odom kur chitim. A person lent a kur chitim. Huzlu, and now the kur became worthless. Naisin chitim. So it would seem from the gemore that the chiyuv alvo is, I have to return to you what I borrowed. I borrowed a kur chitim. I return to you a kul chitim. I borrowed from you a kul chitim with a shavius of dalatzuz. And I'm returned to you a kul chitim with a shavius of a zuz. That's irrelevant. We have to pay you back what I borrowed. I borrowed a kul, I'm returning a kul. And there it says, hukru, but what happens if it became worth more? The other way around, I borrowed a kul chitim that's worth a zuz, now it's worth 4 zuz. Noisein demeya. Then you pay how much it was worth peshas avo. That's a ribistik ishaila. Because it comes out that the malva is getting more than he lent. He lent a kul. He lent a kul that's worth a zuz, and he's getting back a kul that's worth 4 zuz. This is a ribistik ishaila. Then he pays how much it was worth. But al kalponim, we see from this that by halvo, the chiyuv is to return what you borrowed, and it doesn't matter if that what I'm returning is worth less than it was when I borrowed it. That's enough in the Gemara by Halvo. So Memele, Taisa says, Paslosei Malchis is, it's worth less. That's what it is. So by Halvo, Tashlumi Halvo is, I return it to you, as long as I'm returning the same commodity I borrowed, it's irrelevant if it became worthless. That is Nechiv Tashlumei Alvo. By Gzele, you have to pay for what you stole. If you return the Dova Nigzel, say, Reishalach HaFanecha. If you don't return, you have to pay what you stole, and what you stole, you have the Medidas, the Shavius, Peshas HaGzele. Now Taisa says, "Venire the Rav Ushmul Savri Karavuna Delel." They both hold like Rav Huna. Rav Huna holds as a coin that was Nivsal is considered a coin. It's not called considered. It was changed in any way. A coin that's Nivsal is a coin. So Memele. So therefore, here they hold with. So by Halvo. We're speaking about something else. We're speaking about he was masna alamadbeya. But without any asnos, by alvo, I borrowed a coin. I'm returning a coin. This coin is worth less because paslosei malchus. No. I'm not mechuyev to, I'm mechuyev to return to you what I borrowed. So memel, that's very good according to Rav Huna. According to Rav Yehuda, that it's considered a shinoi, it's considered a hezek. And Shuldik, you borrowed a coin, you're giving me back something else. This is not a coin. Paslosoi Malchus is not a coin. So Venira de Rav Shmuel Sovri Kerav Huna de Lael, the Rav Yehuda, the Choshe Matbeye Shenifsal Kenizdak, Rabbi Avol Emotzi Potel Nafshe B'Matbeye Shenifsal. Avol Rav Huna de Lechoshe Lai Kenizdak, Motzi Potel Lai Nafshe B'Nifsal. Right. So, now Taisus was Magdir, what the Din Halvo is. And we're going there, going according to Rav Huna, and according to Rav Huna, without specific Tanoim, you return what you borrowed. It is irrelevant if it's Nifsal or not Nifsal, it's a Bechina of Huzal. Now Taisus says, and Taisus compared this Sugya to the previous Sugya. That since Rav Huna holds a matbeya and nifsal is not a shinui, so memele. So then I'm returning you a matbeya. It's worth less. No. So Taisva says, "Afapi the Rav Huna medame matbeya and nifsal letume benitmeis." V'chomech oval of a pesach. Rav Huna compared a matbeya and nifsal to tume benitmeis. V'hop shite. So let's talk about halvo. A person borrowed tume, will return tami de ketume. Return tami de ketume. A person borrowed chomets and returned chomets over of Pesach. So Taisva says, Vopshite, Dein loive yochel shalom trumet meye, tachas trumet aira. V'chomets osa betashlumim heta, that zikha, you can't pay that back. And here when it comes to gzeile, here Rav Huna said that Yisei reish loch lefanecha, man beyev benifsalo, trumet venitmeis. So Taisu says, by domi legamri, the matbeya shenivsal domi lehuzal, fahani loy domi lehuzal. This is not domi lehuzal. So the shaila is, what is pshat in Taisu? Taisu is differentiating between amatbeya shehuzal. And this amatbeya shenivsal and trume v'nitmeis. I think the chilik is that Amatbeya, we had mentioned before, Amatbeya Bisman Chazal, the value of the Amatbeya was the silver content. So you have, and the Tzure was the Heskim of the Malchus, that there's a proper amount of silver content, and this can be used now as a Amatbeya. One can purchase with it, one can use it. And without the tzure, without the heskim, people do not want to use it, so it's lost its value. So, the pshat is, it's a matveya that's worthless. That is the taich, according to Rav Huna for sure. There's a... Because Be'emison, it has over here the weight of the matveya, the size of the matveya, but it doesn't have the heskim of the medina. So this is called a matveya without a heskim. But it has all the components of a matveya. So here, in Hilchos Halvo, I'm giving you back a matveya. This matveya is not readily accepted, or let's put it more bluntly, it's not accepted, period. Look. So then this matveya does not have the value of all other matveya, but the shem, this is still called a matveya. The matveya which is not accepted. So Mamela, in Hilchos Halvo, I have to pay you back what you lent me. You lent me a matveya. I'm returning you a matveya, that's not worth as much. And Taisus, but I by Huzal, I don't have to pay back the value of Shas Halvo. By Trume, and I'm giving you back Trume Tmeyer or Chometz, I'm giving you back Chometz Shovel of a Pesach, you're not returning the commodity you borrowed. You borrowed food, you're returning fuel by Trume Shenit Meis. You borrowed food, Chometz, and you're giving back Isahano, which is nothing. It's so you're giving back something that lost the Shem, but this is a different commodity in Gans. It's not Huzal. It's a different commodity. So here the din is that you can't pay this back. Halvoz Machayev, I have to pay you back what you gave me. But it's the same Shem what you gave me. A Madbeya, as it's called, I'm giving you a Madbeya, which is not worth as much as the Madbeya you gave me. By Trume v'nitmeis, Chomet Shavu l'Pesach, I'm not giving you back what you lent me. You lent me food, and I'm giving back. I'm not giving back food. Umi Kolmok, even though that is true, but there's a kula by Gzeile Shehu be'en. If this is that what I stole, Yachalei Meloi Alei Shaloch Lefanecha. Because I said, this is your thing. This is what I had stolen. That means if this is the Dova Nigzol. If it's a hezek sheini nika, you can say reish loch avanecha. Sheinei ben, afele behuzal, mishalem kedemikore, afilo, again, if it's not ben, afele huzal, is mishalem kedemikore, then you have to pay back, if you're paying back, not with the gzeile, then there's a din kol agazlonim mishalem.
I would like to clarify that what Taisvis says in the middle of the Taisvis, Vahidai Mari, the Eshloime Kigain Shilvo, Sochitin, Vahomaloy, Tachsli, Soy, Kachlakach Mois, Pilabamos Luchadai, Kotzavishalloy, Madbeya Shenifsa. אבל הוכיס לא יזוק אבל במול בגמור שאוכל לבחור להחיתם אם ירצה נויסן לו עם מטבע היוצא באויסא שור יש לגיב עם המטבע היוצא I think the gather of זוקן אולו במול is that one does not look at the original sibe of the hischaibis why he owes him the money for example Rashi holds when there is a mechire on credit so the chiev tashlumim is the shavius of the dava hanimka and that Taisvis asked on Rashi that's very good by the original chiev but since it was zokven olo b'milve I do not look at the origin of the chiev but now it has dinei tashlume halva and dinei tashlume halva by halva Rashi is also made that the you don't need the matbeya hayotze you can give him a matbeya shenifsal That was Taisvis Kasa and Rashi. So the Ri says, here it's speaking about, when is it that you don't look at the original Sibes Achiyat? That is, Dafke, if it was Mochaloi, he sold him, and he owes him the money, and later they made from this Mechir HaZakvan Ola B'milva, so gets Dinei Havo. But if he lent him Asor of Tvuim, Aldas, he should pay him back Asor of Tvuim, and he also said, that he can pay back with money, he can pay for a software, then you have to consider the original chiyuv, which was a halva asor, and the money does not have a din of zakvan olov b'milve, that we ignore the original sibes achiyuv. No, it has a din, instead of giving you asor, I'm paying you for asor. In such a case, you need a matbeya hayotze, and it doesn't have a din of zakvan olov b'milve, that he can give him even a matbeya nifsal.